It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this week, Exodus and Generation Kill frontman Rob Dukes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for being on the show. Of course, Generation Kill's latest record, We're All Gonna Die, it's out in stores now. And it's the second record from you guys. And musically, what was your primary goal for growth from Red, White, and Blood to We're All Gonna Die?
I wanted just to make the songs a little better. The first one was a demo. I mean, basically, when we look back on it and how we approached it all. The first album we did about a year and a half. We did like 3 songs, took a few months off, did a few months off. And we recorded at my house. In my home, a little small Pro Tool studio. So it wasn't like it was just a demo. And then when Zeus approached us, and he thought there were some really good bright spots on the album to move forward and make an album. We really concentrated on just writing songs and writing good songs, and taking it from there.
Full Metal Jackie with Rob Dukes. Here's a track off the new Generation Kill album, We're All Gonna Die. This is Prophets of War. That was Nevermore with Born. New Generation Kill before that, Rob Dukes of Generation Kill with us. And Rob, you've called this album the strongest vocal performance of your career. What about We're All Gonna Die defines you as a vocalist? And will that now be a new foundation in your approach to singing?
Well, I mean, it was just a way to... I mean, the reason I said that, it was challenging because I was doing stuff I'd never done before. I'd never really done harmonies, up to this point. I had not really sang songs in a mellower voice. As far as Exodus goes, it's just full-bore thrash all the time. And this isn't Generation Kill, I don't think it's a pure thrash band. I think we're just a metal band, and we incorporate all different styles. So, when you listen to, Sidelining to Destiny, or you listen to the first couple Iron Maiden albums, or even the first couple Metallica albums, there's spots where they use not, I wouldn't say the ballad, but they use a mellower side, and they have, valleys and peaks of the songs, and they go up and down, and so we wanted to kind of incorporate that. We wanted to take those elements of stuff that we grew up on and bring it to our own music. So, I mean, there's just the songs we wrote based on what we wanted to hear. I mean, we didn't have a label. We didn't have any money. We did it all on our own. So we paid Zeus ourselves. So really, we were just in this to write songs that we wanted, because we didn't know if we were going to get signed. We didn't know if anyone was going to like the record. We didn't even know if anyone was going to hear it. So basically, we were writing songs that we wanted to hear ourselves, and to challenge ourselves and to try stuff that, we had never done before, doing some of the mellower stuff and mixing it in with the heavy, was a challenge, and it was something that, I hadn't done before. So that's why I think that's where that statement comes from.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Rob Dukes of Generation Kill and Exodus. Quick break. Coming up, though, the winner of the latest Metal Thunderdome, as voted on FullMetalJackieRadio.com, plus Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta, and more with Rob Dukes. So stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie with Rob Dukes, Exodus and Generation Kill frontman on the show with us. And Rob, in a lot of ways, 2013 is the 30th anniversary of thrash metal. What to you has been most interesting about the way it's developed, and how do you hope Generation Kill will further its evolution?
Well, I mean, I think, thrash metal was based solely on, or not solely on, but it had a little bit of punk rock. It had a little bit of, Gary, told me, has told me stories. I came to Lee, said, Hetfield and him, and they would go down and they'd go see TBH, and they'd go see The Exploited, and they would see some really cool punk rock bands. And then to add that to Iron Maiden and Judas Priest, and to take the tones that Priest and Maiden have and to kind of play them a little faster, is really how thrash metal started. also, that's why I don't think that Generation Kill is a pure thrash band. I think there's elements of thrash in there, because, look, I was 15 the first time I heard thrash metal. And, you know, up to that point, I had been listening to Black Sabbath and Pink Floyd. And when I heard it, I'd never heard anything like it before in my life. You know, Sad Wings of Destiny is one of my favorite records of all time. It still resonates in my life all the time. And I still listen to it to this day, you know, 30 years later. And, to have all those elements through on and on, I hope that we can, you know, that metal will just keep evolving and absolutely and stay the same at the same time. You know, I think some of the stuff, I mean, I don't listen to a lot of the new bands, but the new bands I do listen to, they all taken it to another level. You know, they're doing the same thing that Gary and Hetfield and all those guys did to Iron Maiden and Priest. They're doing the same thing, but they're starting with Exodus and they're starting with Metallica and bringing it to another level. And I think just based on my age and the guys I've surrounded myself with, you know, we're playing what we like, we're playing what we grew up on, and we're just keeping the torch going and hopefully writing good songs based on all that stuff.
Full Metal Jackie with Rob Dukes. Quick break. The Metal Thunderdome happens right after this. Full Metal Jackie with Winds of Plague. Rob Dukes of Exodus and Generation Kill on the show with us. And Rob, you touched on what some of the up-and-coming metal bands are doing. Are there any new bands that you guys are watching or into?
I really love Holy Grail. I think they're like amazing guitar players and I think they write really good songs. Revocation are pretty badass. I like them. Of course in my truck, I put my iPod on shuffle and, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's Pink Floyd and Iron Maiden and Judas Priest, and I don't have a lot of the new records. I have such a plethora of bands that I listen to, I don't really stick to one thing all the time. But of my favorite of the new bands, it's been Holy Grail. I saw them in Orange Goblin recently, and they were just amazing. And plus, we toured with them last year.
Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Which member of the band will pick a tune this week? Oh, and we'll have Rob Dukes pick a song as well next. Full Metal Jackie with Judas Priest and Island of Domination. Rob Dukes' choice. He's our guest on the show. Rob, how important were your first 4 years with Exodus to launching Generation Kill? And what about Exodus continues to help you grow and evolve with this band?
I was in the music industry as a tech, and I was, you know, touring and part of the world. But to be in a band and traveling the world was number one, it was really scary at the beginning. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't even know if I could do it. I just accepted the challenge and kind of went for it. And, having no prior experience, it was a learning curve of a couple years. And that's how Generation Kill started was, you know, I live in New York. Exodus was a Bay Area band in California. So, like, when I came home, I didn't have I'd get together with my friends, and we would go, instead of going to bars and drinking, we would go to a little rehearsal studio, and we'd go there and hang out and play music. And basically, that's how Generation Kill started. And, you know, through the years, so the last 9 years of being with Exodus, I've honed the craft of being a singer, you know, been doing, you know, thousands of shows and, you know, performing, on a regular basis and having it such an integral part of my life. It just made me a better singer as the years have gone on. And to, you know, start another band just was basically just to try another side of myself. You know what I mean? It's, Exodus is like pure thrash, and Generation Kill is a little, you know, thrash mixed with some other stuff. So it was just another avenue to try new things and, you know, the things that I learned on the road and to experiment in life. I mean, you only live once, so why not try, you know, to do as much as you can and have fun doing it.
Full Metal Jackie with Rob Dukes from Generation Kill and, of course, Exodus. The new Generation Kill record is called We're All Gonna Die. It's out in stores now. You can go to the contest page of FullMetalJackieRadio.com now to enter to win a copy. Gonna take a quick break. When we return, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and we still got more with Rob Dukes, so stick around. That was Death Angel with the title track off their awesome new album, The Dream Calls for Blood. They're going to be joining Children of Bodom for their Halo of Blood over North America 2014 tour. That starts in the middle of February. It's Full Metal Jackie again. Rob Dukes from Exodus and Generation Kill with us. The new Generation Kill's record is out now, and it's called We're All Gonna Die. Rob, I really appreciate you being on the show. What could you tell us about what's to come for Generation Kill for 2014?
Well, at this point, we have some tours in the works. I think we're going to Europe in January. That's kind of like on the table right now. And then I'm going to make a new Exodus record in February. And I have a 2 or 3 week tour in March with Exodus. And then Gary's going to go do some stuff with Slayer. So we're going to take the time from May into June and July, I think. I'm not really sure of Slayer's time schedule, so don't quote me on it. But I know that they're playing some festivals and stuff. So while he's doing that, I'm going to go and do some tours with Generation Kill, and we're going to try and do the States once, and try to tour the States and try to tour Europe some more, and play as many shows as we can, and try to balance the two out. Like when Exodus isn't touring, I'm going to go out with Generation Kill, and vice versa.
Awesome. Well, the best of luck to you. And again, I appreciate you being on the show. Thanks so much, Rob.
Thank you, Jack.